Virgin Vishiva, Lesson 233. Blessings and their opposite. If resentment and anger are not conquered in this life, all the karmas of the creation of these upsets through life condense and go to seed. In the next life, in condensed form, the colors of the inner aura of the subconscious mind remain in the mind substance of the baby, waiting for similar situations to occur, to burst out in a full array of color and take over the outer aura emotions in the conscious and subconscious mind. As the baby grows physically, the inner aura grows too. That's why parents often sing religious songs and bless the baby with white light to help in harmonizing the seed karma so they don't awaken in all their negative power. They work to lighten the colors with white light, and the karmas are lightened. Thus, the wise Hindu parent attempts to subdue the sub of the subconscious mind reflected in the permanent aura of the child, even at an early time in life. Each area of this pranic montage of color represents a whole conglomerate of experiences the child had in past lives, but did not resolve, and therefore must go through again in this life. Yes, you can bless yourself as well. With little effort at all, go within yourself and become aware of the center of your spine, where the white light is, and let the light shine out, flooding your entire aura. As it does so, it will also neutralize the more permanent inner aura, lightening the heavier colors, if any, into shades and hues that will inspire and invigorate your future life. When the darker colors are finally gone, they are gone forever. This is indeed a blessing you can give yourself, or which the deity can give you in the temple, with the instant power of his rays. You might be wondering at this time, what exactly then is a curse? A curse is just the opposite of a blessing. When someone becomes angry at you, or you become angry with someone, they are actually cursing you, or you them. This is because powerful vibrations of red and black, grays, and muddy brownish greens are being sent from one person to another. Truly, this hurts, and bad karma is made. Our holy scriptures tell us that we must purify our intellects. What does this actually mean? It means that we must lighten up the colors that are within our subconscious and sub of the subconscious mind. When the intellect is finally purified, the outer aura shows many pastel colors in and through it. The permanent inner aura will be filled with beautiful patterns of golden, yellow, blue, and lavender. But once the intellect is purified, good mental maintenance must occur daily, so that congested areas are not recreated out of habit. This is the great value of a regulated religious life and daily sadhana. To keep the colors of our subconscious, subconscious refined, our religion tells us to go on a long pilgrimage once a year. This means we take our inner aura that has been building up through the year and place it at the feet of the deity at some far-off temple. While on the pilgrimage, we are able to collect all its colors, emotions, and deep feelings and leave them, along with our offering of fruit and flowers, at the God's holy feet to be disintegrated by Him. So great are the gods of our religion. To keep the colors of our subconscious and subconscious refined, our religion tells us to read scripture daily because their high-minded thoughts and concepts bring purple, lavender, pink and yellow into our aura. To keep the colors of our subconscious and sub of the subconscious refined, our religion tells us to perform puja daily to personally invoke the higher beings in the Devaloka at our own home shrine and obtain their blessings. It may interest you to know that such blessings lighten not only the aura of each one in the household, but also the physical building itself. To keep the colors of our subconscious and sub of the subconscious refined, our religion tells us to provide the essential sacraments in life for the children, so that the permanent impressions of these special combination of colors and sound are placed into the inner aura of the subconscious mind and added to the ones that are already there from previous samskaras.